It's Wednesday, September 15th. I'm Travis Tyke, and this is the Daily Six on the Coin Podcast Network. CBS News projects that Gavin Newsom will remain the governor of California. Exit polls and early voting numbers showing that voters rejecting his recall by a nearly 2-to-1 margin. Conservative talk show host Larry Elder led 46 candidates who were looking to replace Newsom. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris both traveled to California to campaign for the governor. The Gulf Coast cleaning up the damage this morning after Hurricane Nicholas hit, bringing flash floods, heavy rain, and winds up to 95 miles per hour. Trees fell on homes and hundreds of thousands are without power. The storm hit many communities still struggling after Hurricane Ida. The Portland City Council originally said it would vote to impose a citywide ban on Texas business and travel in response to the state's restrictive abortion law. Well, today the City Council will vote on a new resolution in response to that Texas abortion law. The council will no longer vote to boycott city official business and travel with the state. What it will now do is vote to use $200,000 to be divvied out to organizations that support women's health care. The Newburgh School District is investigating a student's involvement in a social media group called Slave Trade that promotes racial and homophobic slurs. The Newburgh High School principal confirmed and condemned the student's involvement in the group. For more on the school's response, go to coin.com. Coin 6 has learned that longtime Portland construction icon Franklin Drake died this week. He was 93. Drake's company built several major landmarks, including the Vista Ridge Tunnels, the Moda Center, Lloyd Center, and the Coin Tower. He and his two brothers also founded Mount Hood Meadows, which is the second largest ski resort in the state. Broadway is back in New York City. Four big shows opened last night at full capacity. Three powerhouse shows marking the return in New York City with The Lion King, Hamilton, and Wicked. Viewers must be fully vaccinated to see a show and wear a mask. Broadway supports almost 100,000 local jobs. For more great content from the Coin Podcast Network, make sure to download and subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. We'll see you tomorrow.
You can hear all the trees falling. You can see the fire just consume the whole area.
Extreme weather in the Pacific Northwest is making headline news around the world. Fire.
It continues to threaten thousands of buildings and has already taken at least four lives.
Ice.
Well, the ice and snow brought down power lines. Over 90,000 customers are still without power.
Heat.
63 deaths can likely be attributed to that heat wave statewide.
I think Mother Nature is very mad at humans.
As unprecedented extreme weather events capture our attention,
the Coin Podcast Network is going beyond the headlines,
deep into a discussion about our changing climate.
Climate change is going to accelerate shifts that have always occurred.
The danger it poses to our future.
And the opportunities available if we choose to address it before it is too late.
Humans are really good at turning even tragedy into a profit-making opportunity.
People are just not prepared for this.
It is a climate in crisis, now streaming on the Coin Podcast Network.